Numbers chapter 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at evening, he shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies of it shall you keep it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. For this reason we are kept back, that we may not offer an offering to Yahweh in his appointed season among the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, Stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or is in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover to Yahweh. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it to the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not on a journey, and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he did not bring the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall travel among you, and will keep the Passover to Yahweh, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner of it, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle. The tent of the testimony, and at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire, until the morning. And so it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of Yahweh, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Yahweh they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long among the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh and did not journey. And so it was. When the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of Yahweh, they abode in their tents, and according to the command of Yahweh, they journeyed, and so it was. When the cloud abode from evening to the morning, and the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or even if it was 2 days, or a month, or a year that the cloud stayed upon the tabernacle, remaining on it, the children of Israel abode in their tents and did not journey. But when it was taken up, then they traveled. At the commandment of Yahweh they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of Yahweh they traveled. They kept the charge of Yahweh at the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. End of chapter 9.